You know, when you come into the house of the Lord, I thought about it. I said, you know, don't come for Sally or Sue. Don't come for nobody. Come in here to serve God. And serve him with all your heart because he deserves it. Amen. And so don't come looking for this one and that one and that one. Come in with an attitude of you and my God. And just raise your hands. And we'll have service in this place. So, you know, we come in and got to look it over first. But, we, you know, I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm thinking about that, just thinking about it. And I just really want to thank the Lord for what Al came up with this morning and all the saints said. I said, Lord, I thank you for keeping us together. Because Lord knows, well, places you go through, your mind ain't always that it ought to be. Anybody like that? You go through so much sometimes, your mind ain't like it ought to be. And I told brother, I said, you know, I'm older. And I said, Lord, I've never felt a time when I have been torn down and put back together again a couple of times. And so this morning I felt like I was being put back together again. That's where my spirit felt. I just felt like, and I'm not saying, I can't explain it. So I told brother, he the only one explained it to me, you know, when I talked to brother Ed, I said, I just feel like I've been torn down and put back together. Amen. So you better get here because I was put back together this morning. Amen. So, Lord, I was studying. I said, Lord, the Lord started me this week, and he started on Monday this time. I said, now, that's what I like. Now, you give me something. I don't want to wait until Saturday and say, oh, what should I preach? What should I preach? I don't want to go. I said, Lord, I'm getting too old for that now. Like he don't know. You know, we talk to him just like he don't know nothing. Praise the Lord. But you know, and he just put up with us, I'm telling you too. He's a good God. Hallelujah. So this morning, I was laying and I was praying. I'm going to pray before because God gave me a prayer. Even the prayer I'm going to pray to you is scripture. And I ain't never done that before, so he really putting me back together again. Praise the Lord. So will you stand? Father, I want to ask you to let the eyes of your understanding, of our understanding, be illuminated this morning, that we may know what is the hope of our calling and what is the riches of your glory and the inheritance that's in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe according to the working of your mighty power. Let it be, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, I want to thank you for the word. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless it. And I pray, Lord, you would touch my lips that I may speak even as you have given it to me. I really appreciate you today, Father. I really do. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. I just, you know, I just been, I don't know where I've been. I've been in lands I've never been in and streets I've never been on. And I recognize none sometimes. Amen. But I do recognize and thank God for taking me down the streets I've never been on and bringing me through things I've never been. He's a good, good Father. But I'm telling you, if you one time you don't get up and put your clothes on, it's time for us to get dressed. It's time for us to put our clothes on. And put the clothes, and we got to go dress every day for war. Because the devil don't, he don't take a time off. And so the Lord gave me this, he said, go say it, dress for war, because it's war now. It's war now. But we have the power within us, more than we think. We do. We got power to call this virus down. We got, we do. In us is the power if we got on our clothes. Did I miss anything? Protocol, did I miss anything? Did I do it right in the first? You know, did I pray? Okay. So I want us to go to Ephesians 6. And I heard a brother said, when he read Ephesians, said it just changed his life. And I really believe it did. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, and I want to start, and I want you all to pray for me like you always do. Like you always do. So Paul writes this letter to Ephesus. In Ephesians, I think you said you was talking about the Ephesians this morning. he writes this letter to them, and he tells them to, you know, for the instructs the children to obey their parents and honor your mother and father and on down. And so when he gets to down here, I want to start it right now. Okay, number 10. Then he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, it's like, I'm going to tell you everything else now. And I mentioned everything else I want to tell you, but wait a minute. I got something else I got to say. Finally, because this is more important now. Now, I told you these things are very important, but finally, my brethren, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I'm going to tell you how to be strong. Now, to be strong, children, you got to get up and put your clothes on. You got to get dressed. And I'm, you know, like I heard this when I somebody was preaching this one a long time. And then the people say, well, I'm putting on my helmet and I'm putting on this. No, this is spiritual. Now, in your mind, you got to put on some clothes. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles and the tricks of the devil. You are not a mate for him. You are not a match, children. We're just not a match for this devil. I don't care how much you speak in tongues, how much you do, whatever you do. You're not a match for Satan. So he say, put on the whole armor. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It ain't your brother, your cousin, or somebody that you're mad at. It's the enemy that's got you in that shape. It's not the, he say, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And people get us hung up. People on our job get us hung up. I hear people say, you know, I can't stand her, blah, blah, blah. I can't do, you know, hallelujah. So this morning I said to myself, I said, and my husband ain't got me hung up. Ain't nothing got me hung up. Well, I'm just telling you how I feel. God made me over, honestly. I got up, and this is spiritual. This was nothing that he did. It was in my heart. I mean, my heart just changed. I got in my car this morning. Dad said, honey, you want to drive the truck this morning? I said, take it on out of that, because he got it red up on the wall. Red, you know, because the garage is so little. He red up on it. So I'm just being honest. I said, take it out of there and I'll drive it. You going to drive? I said, yes. He said, because they ain't got much gas in it. And I want to go down to see my brother, and he ain't got your car. I said, just take it on out. I'll drive it. You going to drive? I said, yes, sir. Something happened in my heart. Something in my heart happened. And something God want to do in your heart. And I'm not saying that I'm no good. I'm just saying that I can't help it because of what God did in my heart. Hallelujah. I told God, I said, Lord, I am tired, T-I-R-E-D. I'm tired. That's what I'm feeling now. You know, you're tired, you feel it. And all of a sudden, he just washed them. And a whole different spirit. I don't know who can understand it. I begin to have a whole different spirit. You're going to make it. I done told you I'm going to give you a new anointing. You're going to make it. You get in that car and you be my child. And when I got in the car, I started to sing and I started. He said, Celeste, do what I tell you to do. All you got to do is stop paying so much attention to what the devil doing. And do what I tell you to do. I'm going to lead and guide you by my spirit. I'm telling you, I'm going to take care of you. Even naturally so and spiritually so, I'm going to take care of you. And I got in the car. And my precious ones came and got me and took me. And I really enjoyed it. They took me to one of them big old restaurants. What's the name of it? Brick Top. I ain't never heard of Brick Top. He took me to Brick Top. Say, get what you want. And Jackie, she kept saying, Mama, what you want to, don't worry about it. Just pick out what you want. I said, oh, okay. You don't have to say the word again, okay. But I know that I'm a talker, and I just was quiet. I know she knows. I was quiet yesterday. I was just quiet. I'm just thinking about, you know, things. Thinking about the decisions that I think I want to make. And the Lord just changed me. I'm telling you, whatever decision you got on your mind, you think it over. decision that's got something to do with your life, think it over. Because God got something else planned for you. Yes, Lord. You know, Leslie might say, well, I'm sick of this job. You may think that I'm tired of them. I'm tired of whatever. Think it over. I mean, let God tell you, and you're going to be surprised what he's going to say. If you ain't got it in your mind that you want to do what you want to do regardless. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only he going to do that job, but he going to make it where you can stay in it. And you're going to be there going to say, ooh, you know, y'all like, yeah, I like, you know, Miss Leslie, you know, she's a, and your man and your dame will get all across the store. You know, Miss Leslie, she's really sweet. You know, Miss Leslie, and then the guy is over the top of you because, Leslie, I like the way you did this. God got something planned for his people. And it ain't what you thinking. But he told me to tell us, put on your clothes. And don't go over there trying to pick what you want. And don't say, because it's going to fit you when you put it on. First, he said, what did he say now? He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, things that's ruling in the universe, against powers. Listen to this. We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and ain't nobody in here tough enough to take that on without the armor of God. You just can't take it on. You know, you can be nice and good, but you can't take on what we fighting against now. You got to be filled to the top, to the brim, running over. And I told brother, you know what? Not only do I see people staggering around this church full of the Holy Ghost. Because we got to get filled. I stagger around filled. We used to be under the seats. People be under the seats on the floor, climbing up the walls. And we need that again. And God is going to give it to us again. If you come in here with your mind on Jesus and not on Sally or Sue or what happened yesterday or what they're going to say and blah, blah, blah. We can get something done for God, and he can do something for us. Because unless he do you know your mind is the devil's playground? And if the devil got your mind, you can't do nothing. You know, if you ain't got a mind, what you going to do? With your mind, you serve the Lord. I mean, how can you serve the Lord with your mind if somebody else got it? And I said, God, I said, you know what I said? When I got in the car, I said, Lord, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to change some things. And then God did something for me that only God can do. He did something in my heart. And I said, God, you know where I am. Be honest with God. He know what you are. He ain't trying to be, don't hide nothing. Be honest with him. God, I'm feeling like this and like that. And God, da, da, da. Be honest with God. He's your father. And he's never proven to me, you know, to look like this little thing, that he is sure enough of God. I can't explain it. But he just God. Hallelujah. I said, he just God. I thought about what Sister Linda said. I said, Lord, you know, we can run our mouths and we can talk and blah, blah, blah. But unless we go through something similar, we don't know nothing. Well, if it was me, no, it was you, you'd probably be worse. And if it was you, I would do, well, you ain't that person. No, you're not that person. And I begin to see, Brother Ed, I begin to see the love that God wants us to have for one another. Come on. I begin to see it. Don't judge a person for where they are. The saints of God do it, and we all are striving. Amen. But don't say, you know, she's, I don't know, you know. Goodness gracious, I've come out all that mess. But God is working on each individual in this church. You play them drums. And whoever got else something to play, you do what God tell you to do, and God is going to lift you up. You listen, you don't tell God how to do stuff, and he don't do it like you think he going to do it. He just do things when you say, oh, you know what he doing. You understand what I'm saying? In your life, you know how he changed you. You know, like somebody just said, you was talking about, you needed something. Now, there wasn't nothing around. You wouldn't cross the street. You wouldn't going to ask Susan Sally. So God let you know, keep looking to me. Don't have it in your mind, nothing else but God. And I declare he will move for you. Any place you are, I say, well, you know, the Lord been telling me that. Just hold on. You got to hold on. These people died, and, you know, they died and never get, some of them never get to what was promised. But they died with a promise in them. You got to die, and that's faith. We gonna get here. We gonna get here. Help me, Lord. So then he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you know what you're wrestling against now. You cannot wrestle against this without God. Without you making up your mind, God, I'm going through. I'm just gonna do it. Stand therefore, listen to this, having your loins girded, and I was going to ask Brother Derek to find me a man girding his loins, because they always preach that to me, they have on a belt, but the belt that gird is not the belt. That's what was preached, that's what I thought, that's what I heard, that's what I, when I saw this online, girding a man girding himself for battle, I always wondered about what that means. You know, the man girding himself, you know, for battle, you know, girding himself. But this is what the Lord said. He said, wait a minute, keep on with me here. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Listen, he said, do this. He said, wrestle not against flesh, but against. He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor. He said, in the evil day and having all to stand. But listen to this. Stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth. I said, now, Lord, I've read that scripture all the time, but I, the loins, they told me so many things that it was, so I'm going to look it up, so I did. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Wait a minute. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But he said, He said, but above all. Now we get ready to know something above all the rest of that stuff up there. Goodness gracious. So I'm interested now. What above all, taking the shield of faith. And that's what David did. That's what he did. You know, he didn't have on no armor but God's when he went out after that devil. No, but I'm telling you, he ready to whoop them all. When I told you the man had four brothers, he going to kill them all. He was ready. And I believe what God has taken us through, Brother Ed, and what we come through and we see God is supposed to build our faith. And we're supposed to think about where God brought you from. I preached a message. I want to take your victories to the battle. Think about where God brought you from. Well, if he did this, he'll do that. And if he did that, he'll do this. He's going to do this. Because, hallelujah, something like that happened to me, and he just brought me through. God will bring you through, I'm telling you. So get your clothes on, hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God, hallelujah. Read your Bible. Get the sword of the Spirit. Get everything God say you're supposed to have to fight these battles. You're going out trying to fight battles on your own, and it's not working. I'm going to tell her something. I'm telling her, you wait till next week. Look, I'm sick of this. I'm going to tell them something. Now, just let them come tomorrow. And you practice it all night. And I'm going to be a Christian. I don't curse. Mm-mm. But I'm going to set them straight. Because they're getting on my raw nerves. Do y'all have raw nerves? We say raw nerves. They're getting on my raw nerves. And so here, you done psyched yourself out all night. Instead of psyching in the world, you done psyched like the devil. He will. Oh, that's right, baby. Don't let him run over you like that, honey. You grown. Shoot. You let him know how you feel. I'm not saying you should never say anything to the bad, but you done psyched yourself out all night the wrong way. I'm sorry. And so the next day you go, you're mad when you get there. You're kicking the dog on the way out. Chicken and cat, you know. Shoot. And so you mad, you good and mad when you get there. Now, if you good and mad, you know you in the wrong attitude. So you make that a hint that you're supposed to shut your mouth. Because you're not supposed to speak when you're angry like that, no way. Because you'll say things and you say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Well, how many times are you going to do that? It's time now. What I'm saying is God is raising up an army now. And we're going to be in it if we want to. But he ain't going to keep on giving a chance after chance. And this brother preaching his heart out and this brother preaching. And we ain't doing what he say. We got to put on the whole armor of God. And finally, my brother, which one is that? You got it? Read it. Finally, my brother. Above all, that's it. Above all. So listen, you can't be half clothed now. You got to take the shield of faith because you got to believe God. You know what? I'm your sister and I'm flesh like you. But I lay in the bed and I said, Lord, if we could just believe you, if we could just believe. I said, he began to tell me, show me things. And sometimes he shows me the universe. I love looking at fish and things that he made. I said, now look at that. Oh, you make, good Lord. How great are you? You know, then I look at the crazy man going up there. He living him, you know, give, he just a crazy thing. I said, now he don't went up to mess the earth up. Now he talking about get up there messing up something else. I said, no, Lord, you coming back. You ain't going to let him mess up everything. But anyway, I think of the goodness of God. You know what? That scientist that sit down with the and put this on things we can't even know and we don't even can't explain and we don't even know how to pronounce. When they get to putting all that together, something is putting helping them. They man because man was made in the image of God. And I begin to say, I said, Lord, help me to believe, hallelujah, to the end of belief. Help me to believe you can do anything. I think I believe that. You know what I'm saying? I say, well, he can do anything. That's always, I've always been like that. He can do anything. But help me, Lord, to believe you can do anything. Give me the faith to believe it, not just talk it. Hallelujah. But believe it. I'm going to tell you something now. You may not believe this, but the word of God will build up your faith. If you eat the word, whatever. Okay, you eat the word and then you got all kind of diseases. You eat the word, you get fat. In the natural. You eat too much and you get fat. Amen. Well, you eat too much, you get fat in the spirit. It's a win-win situation here. Praise the Lord. So help us to get fat in the spirit and lose some of the flesh. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against this devil. Praise the Lord. How you going to stack up the word come back? You know, the word come back and fight. And you take, wait a minute, I'm going to show you which one is that now. He got something for every part of your body. He said, take the shield of faith. Now, we got to have the shield of faith. Wherewith, brother, could you... Find me a soldier dressed up, you know, if you can. I'm gonna try to get in touch with you during the week, so you won't have to be doing this. He said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is. Praying always, well, let's get back up to these things, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, in the natural, when you're on a battlefield, you've seen people fight. What kills the person? How do you kill your enemy? With the sword. With the sword. Now, you got, you know, they have on all kind of stuff, and they have another little thing up here. It's another little. Yeah, the buckler, like in 91, he's my buckler and my shield. Well, you got a shield and a buckler. So you really covered up. You really covered up. And if you covered up, you ain't got to worry about no devil out there. Because can't none of them beat whoop you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And when you put on faith, watch out. And that's what devil don't want us to do. Now, he don't care about, you know, but, you know, maybe we might have a sword or something, you know. He wanted us to keep off faith so we can't believe God. Well, that's okay. Amen. Celeste, amen. And then he said, well, down here in 15, they understood, because he said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. How can you take the gospel uncovered? Then he said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Wherein, with the shield of faith, you're going to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All these things he throw at you. Your boss make you sick. This one making you sick. And that make you. And every time he throws something in there, you know what to do and what to say. Because you're a person in the word. You know that you're supposed to speak. You know that your mind can't be speaking like that. You'll know, and you'll feel it. Praise the Lord. I ask God to help us to get this in our souls and in our spirits, and not just come to church and hear words. Ooh, she preached kind of good. You know, and that's over with. We got to get this word down in us. We got to get it where to work. If you don't, you could look at some good food people say here, and you don't eat it, it don't do nothing for you. Like my husband got to eat a lot of protein. But if he don't eat a lot of protein, it's not going to help his body. He look and say, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? What I fix for him is good for his body in the natural. And he got to eat it if he wanted to be naturally healed. And the word is the same. When you eat it, it does the same thing that the natural thing do for the natural body. Am I making sense? It do the same thing. And I say, well, Lord, we just eating too much naturally. But you know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, the word is so sweet. So strange, because we love sweets and sugar in the natural. Ain't that weird? I just got that. I don't know about nobody else, but I like cookies and I like candy, and I have to fight that all the time. I'm telling you, that's my battle. I like sugar. But now I do use stevia and non-sugar things. You know, but then I have somebody to bring me a bag of candy. Now I got to sit and eat two pieces a day and not moat no more. You know, I love chocolate almonds. I love them. And so the kids find out I love chocolate almonds. They'll go get me not a lot, but enough where I can't sit down and eat four or five of them because of the sugar thing. Because I take care of my body with herbs. And so I can't eat sugar and salt and stuff like that. You understand? Praise the Lord. So I got to eat two. Shoot. I want to eat two. You know, two of them little round things. They got body like this. So all I'm doing, hallelujah, is tempting myself. So I eat two. One day I got mad. I said, shoot, Lord. I said, I don't think, I mean, my blood is down real good. I want some of this. So I eat two. I ate about five of them. I said, you know, my blood is down. So, you know, I've really been nice and being sweet, and I ain't been eating no sugar, and I got it down. Huh? Yeah, I'm going to treat myself. That's right, Dee Dee. I'm going to treat. So I sit down there, and I say, Celeste, you just crazy as you can be. You just ain't got no sense. Woo! For we wrestle not against, and you know, hallelujah. We got, the principle of this is high ranking. And I really want, I'm praying for my saint, pray me. And when I pray for me, you know, I'm praying for all of us, because we are all one. We are a body. Honestly, we are a body. It's just like Al was saying this morning, and we've said it again. You know, we go online and pray. But that don't make us coming together. It's something about when Jesus says, you know, to assemble. And then he made it so he said, fail not to assemble. Hebrews 11, 25, right? Fail not to assemble. I understand it more than I've ever in my life. And I love church. You know, when people would leave the church and say, we taking Sister Davis with us. Because she, you know, yeah. The ministers be fighting on, when the church split, we taking Sister Davis. Because whenever that church was open, Sister Davis was there. Winter, snow, flakes, ice, crazy girl. Don't do that now. I'm too old. I can't do that bitch now. But you know what I'm saying? I was there because I love God. I love being with the saints. I just love church. I think about Ed and Lynn. I said, they just love church, because I remember, you know, where I was when I was young. I just love church. Just love being there. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you. Put on. So we got to start. If you ain't started dressing, and if you're missing some of your clothes, I'm asking you to go back and check your closet again, your spiritual closet. Let's check our spiritual closet so we'll be ready for that devil. Because as soon as we walk out this church, before we get out the church, because he sits on the front row a lot of times. You think he stay out there? Mm-mm, no. Now he bad booger now. But I'm giving him something, whatever you call that. This church is going to be what God wanted to be. Because we get enough word, enough instructions. It ain't like, you know, somebody giving you a lease to do things. We know we have to do right. And so the Lord say, put on the whole armor. And, you know, did it say the whole armor? Now, ain't that, I know this God. Because he just said, and put on the armor of God. He didn't say, put on the armor. He said, put on the whole armor. That means don't let any pieces slip in the closet. That you may be able to, as for me, he said, where am I? 6:10. Praying always with all prayer, supplications in the spirit. And if we put on the whole armor, we can do that. And watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I thought about Brother Endless, brother. The people that these letters were wrote to were people that were going through great persecution. They were being killed, you know, hung on crosses and burned, and the head cut off, like Paul supposedly had his head cut off. But I heard a brother said, I think it was Mr. somebody. He said, if you ain't found something to die for, you ain't fit to live.
Get what he said.
Death should be something that you're not afraid of. We was talking about that this morning about death. Amen. Amen. Jesus said in John, he said, he that believeth on me shall never die. And during the time of the funeral, I preached death, die, and dying or something. But I just got so excited about that. I said, Lord, what that mean? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he was talking about Lazarus, which we discussed this morning. Amen. Lazarus was dead. Is that right? And they thinking he was asleep. They were asleep, but Jesus know they didn't understand. He said, if Lazarus is asleep, he's asleep. Well, if he's asleep, he's doing the good. You know, tired, you lay down, rest, take your nap, whatever, you know. He said, let me explain it to him. No, Lazarus is dead. He's dead. But we don't want to discuss that, because y'all should be in Sunday school, y'all hear that. But God is saying to us through all the words that's been preached at this church. We cannot say we come here, don't get the word, because we do. Whether it's Brother Ed, Brother Al, we get the word of God. And the Holy Spirit is trying to put us in order. Amen. Don't be discouraged where you are. Press. And if you think you can't press hard enough, he said, done all the stand, stand. So you're standing, then keep on standing. Lord, when things going to change, you got to stand. Praise the Lord. Are you standing on something now for God to do for you that you've asked him and he still ain't done it? And you say, wonder where in the world he coming? Just hold on, because he's coming. Or he wouldn't have gave me this. He said, well, you did all the stand, stand. Stand, but stand in your clothes. Don't go pull your clothes off and stand naked. Stand dressed, ready for battle, whatever else that devil come up with. Stand dressed in the armor of God. Stand on your feet. He said, go this morning. He said, I'll fill your mouth. I will fill you. I will fill you and tell you what to say. I said, Lord, you know what I'm feeling. And nobody knows what people go through. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody knows, but God knows all things. Amen. He knows what you're going through. But how are you going to help anything for anybody else if you don't go through something yourself? You know, whatever you've gone through, you could tell somebody something. Because you understand. They don't need to walk it up to somebody and say, and you never lost a child and say, oh, I know how you feel. No, you don't. You don't know how they feel because you never lost a child. You know what I'm saying? But I could tell somebody how you feel if you lost your mom and your dad. But I have never, and I've lost both of my siblings. It was three of us, just three. My mother had just three girls. And both of them is gone, and I'm still here. I said, Lord, I'm still here. Got to be some reason. I said, Lord, you left me here. It's got to be a reason. So I'm trying to find and figure out, hallelujah, and stand in that reason. Because I know one day I'm going to see Jesus. Amen. You know, and here's one thing. I said, Lord, I love you, and I've been a Christian since 1967 when I received the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be afraid of death or dying or whatever y'all want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I watched a Christian die, and she struggled. I mean, she was struggling to live. But I've learned it in science that all people, everything struggles to live. But I think that when as Christians, we ought to die now. So when we go and die, then we'll die like a saint in peace, knowing who you're going. Hallelujah. I remember when Lorraine died. They called me. I was her pastor for years, and they called me to the hospital. And I walked in that room, and I said, oh, she's asleep. She was dead. And that's the way it should be for every Christian. Everybody who loves God, they should die in peace. And I've seen sinners die. And they look like, and then their body, the man can't do nothing with them bodies. They can't untwist their lips. They can't untwist their face. You know, they look horrible. And you don't have to ask where they've been. But of course, people want to put everybody in heaven. But I'm sorry, it ain't so. Everybody that died don't go to heaven. I'm sorry. I said, everybody that D-I-E do not go to heaven. You got to be born again. Amen. I ain't saying you be baptized. People say be baptized. Nope. You be baptized and go down a dry devil and come up a wet one. You got to be born again. That means your heart change. The way you think change. Somebody said, well, I wonder if I'm a Christian. Oh, honey, if you're wondering, then you need to go back. Because when you are changed, I mean, God changes you. He changed your understanding. He changed what you want to do. Praise the Lord. And you got something in you to tell you, don't do that. Now, if you ain't got nobody, nothing in you telling you that, then you need to go back to the altar. Because I don't care how weak you, I'm telling you now, you can be a weak Christian, but something in you going to tell you, if you've been born again, something going to tell you, don't. And if you got something, and you ain't got nothing to telling you, don't. Then we want to pray for you today. Because you can't say I'm saved. Why? I'm baptized. That is what they tell me. I've been baptized. Oh, good grief. Baptism don't save you. You're saved by the blood of Jesus. You're saved through Jesus. Amen. You should know you're saved. You ain't got to wonder about it. You ain't got to look in your purse and find your card. You know you've been born again. You know in your heart you've been born again. I don't know why I'm going this way. Now, listen. You're the one that got to stand before God. Amen. For yourself. Ain't nobody, he ain't going to say, all right, Ed and Linda. No. Come up here. No, Ed going to stand there and Linda going to stand for herself. Amen. They're going to stand for this. If you don't know whether you're saved, you believe you are. I want you to come and let's pray. And you stepping out right then and there, God gonna step up with you. And he gonna do something that you're gonna be something you talking about for God. Woo wee. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know you saved, I mean really saved, I want you to come. You're not gonna be embarrassed. We can all pray together. Because you got to know in whom you believe. And you got to believe that he's able to keep you until that day. Amen. It's nothing wrong with you having that little thought in your head. But if the Holy Ghost loves you so much to speak this morning, don't leave here without obeying. And you save and you know you saved. Clap your hands. Amen. And thank him. Thank him. Thank him that you saved. Thank you. Thank him. Thank him that you saved. Thank him that you saved. Woo! Thank him. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Thank him. Hallelujah. Cause he's the one that did it. Oh my Lord. In Jesus' name. The Lord, if there's someone that's listening that's not saved. And if someone got up out their chair because they know we can't see them, but if you got up and you're standing and you say, well, I don't know whether I'm saved or not. Lift your hands now and we're going to pray for you. And God is going to save your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to feel, hallelujah, Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. In Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name. If there were those that stood because they didn't know they were saved and we can't see them, maybe they're out there. I pray you would save them, God. Give them a man to serve you, God. And it's one that backslid and say, I want to come. I was saved. But somebody in the church did. Listen, that person in the church can't take you nowhere. Don't let the devil, that's one of the wiles of them devils. That's one of them wiles. That's one of them tricks. That's one of them tricks. But you think that the church done let you down. No. You supposed to have your mind upon the Lord. You what they did, they got to give an account. Don't let nobody take your place. This old lady told my husband. Don't let nobody take your place. Amen. So come today in Jesus' name and ask the Lord, save my soul. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. I love you and I want to walk with you. I want you to show me how to do this thing. I failed before, but I want you to tell me what to do. And I'll try with all my heart to do what you tell me to do. Help me to keep my eyes off my brothers and sisters, Lord. Help me to keep my eyes off the pastor, Lord. Help me to keep my eyes off of everybody, Lord, but you. Forgive me for letting somebody take me from you. I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say, hallelujah, you're saved. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. I say, God is good. Hallelujah. His mercy endureth. Isn't he good? Hallelujah. People come in, step out, come in and step out. You may be talking, but God, he the one. You know what I thought about it? I said, Lord, you know people do their talk, but they didn't make nobody. They didn't labor however God did it and make a man. We don't know what that, you know what I'm saying? I know what a woman feels about her baby. I know. Amen. Because she loves that child. You know, either child is made in there. When it comes out, you better not touch it. You better not do nothing. I used to say, don't give my baby that. You know how old folks, they want to. I said, don't give her that. That's my baby. And you love your baby because it's part of you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We pray one for another. But I really pray in Jesus' name for you all, for myself, and pray for me. I know it's the prayers of God's people. I know you're praying for me, and I know you love me. And when you say you love me, you really truly love me. And I really appreciate that. And I'm going to tell you something. That goes a long way. when we love each other for real, love melts and do things that I can't even explain. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I feel something good is going to happen, brother. You saw a church, and before you saw the church, God had given me something to do. And I said, Lord, you're getting ready to do this thing. Amen. We are going to have a church here that's going to be a help to this community and a help to this area. And everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. If nothing more, we'll dismiss. Anybody got anything to say or anything? No? Yes. If you got anything to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, prayer. You know, that seems like a lot to say, well, but you know what, children? You got to start somewhere. You know, you hear the old saints say, we prayed all night. They didn't just start praying all night. They started with little scats of prayer, praying maybe this and that, and nobody, this prayer warrior started. You know what I'm saying? You got to start somewhere. And I feel like what I was, the Lord gave me that after I thought over it, I said, Lord, people that's got companions, they can do good. They can get on these, wake this one up. Hey, wake up. Here. Whatever you have to do, you sing your song, read the scriptures, shout, do whatever you want to do until the 3 hours. Amen. That's what I do. Amen. That's what I do. And the first Friday, I just admit, I didn't wake up to 10. I said, oh, God. I just jumped up at 10 and just prayed. You know what I'm saying? Prayed. I said, I'll make it up to you, Lord. I'm so sorry. You know, because I didn't even wake up to 10. I was tired. Was really tired, which, like I say, the Lord been doing some making over here. Now I'm feeling good. And I said, Lord, this is pitiful. You know, but I have a father that didn't. He didn't say, yes. I didn't hear him say that. I just felt his love. And then it made me shame. Amen. He just loves you with such a love that's incredible. He just an incredible God. And so if there's nothing more, I'll dismiss. Yes.
Selena's family has been in really like dire tributes, is that what it's called? Tribulations, that's it. And her brother-in-law needs prayer. He's got bad health. Her sister was in a wreck about a year ago. They think her brain stem might have been partially severed, and she's got the real bad shakes, and she can't work no more, so she's going to lose her insurance, so he won't be able to get his operations. But then last Monday, her niece, which would be their daughter, their house burned down, and they lost everything. So
you got 3 small kids.
3 kids. So.
Well, then you need to write that down, what you need here. Because I
wrote it on the message thing.
Yeah, I think you got it.
The house burning down wasn't on there.
Yeah. The house one. I think Selena wrote it. You text me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got it on some text. I'll give it to you.
I didn't know.
You know, God is good. Are they saved?
Yeah, they lost everything, but
are they saved? Is their family saved?
Lutheran.
Huh?
Yes. They're Lutheran, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And they lost everything, but she went to stay at her mom's house, and their community got together, and they all have clothes now. The church raised $1,500 for them, to help them get back up. So everything's going good for them.
Okay, that's good.
If my Jessie had a second and third degree burns on her foot and frostbite from carrying the kids out.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, I heard people that froze to death.
Yeah.
It was bad. I heard where people froze to death. They found a man in his chair froze. I mean, this has been very sad. So we'll think. So Lena, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, God bless you, saints.